Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Suddenly, Jesus himself stood among the disciples in the upper room in Jerusalem and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified, and they thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. He said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have traveled during this Easter season through the differing accounts of Mark's and John's Gospels, and now we are in Luke's. So some context for today's lesson might be helpful. It was the Sunday after the Friday crucifixion. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them had gone to the tomb at dawn on the morning with spices to anoint Jesus' body. Upon arriving, they were perplexed to find the stone rolled away from the tomb and Jesus' body not there. Then two men in dazzling clothes appeared and asked them why they were seeking the living among the dead. They told the women that, as Jesus had told them, he'd risen on the third day and would meet them in Galilee. The women were terrified, but they recalled Jesus' words and they went to the apostles' room to tell them what had happened. The men didn't believe them. But Peter ran to the tomb, he found it empty, and he went home amazed. The same day, two disciples were walking to Emmaus, a village about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They met a stranger on the road who began to walk with them. He asked what they were talking about. It was Jesus' crucifixion and what the women had reported and what Peter had seen. Then the stranger interpreted the things about Jesus in the law, the prophets, and all the scriptures. When they reached Emmaus, the stranger was going to travel on, but the disciples invited him to stay with them since it was evening. The three sat down to eat, and the stranger took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the others. Immediately, they recognized him as Jesus, and then he vanished. The two immediately returned to the gathered apostles and told them what had happened. It's at this point in this very long day that our lesson for today begins. And suddenly, Jesus is in the midst of the gathered apostles in their room. And he speaks, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. That, of course, is from the lesson for today. So it was upon their extension of hospitality to an apparent stranger that the two disciples were able to recognize Jesus. And he was going to eat a meal with them. But he vanished as soon as their eyes were opened. And later on, in the upper room, it was their Jesus with wounded hands and feet. We assume that what he showed them were wounds, although the text doesn't say whether they were scars or open wounds or nothing. But he was among them. But he had gotten through the walls without coming through the door. It's no wonder that they were joyful, yet disbelieving and wondering. I think we would be too. And he showed them in another way that he was alive. He ate some fish in their presence. This was the resurrected Son of God, truly human and truly divine. This was not a ghost. It was not a resuscitated cadaver. This was their resurrected master, rabbi, Lord. Then the whole group had their minds opened to the fulfillment of the scriptures, and he gave them their mission. "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." That also is from our lesson, gospel lesson for today. And we have inherited this mission, despite our not having been in that upper room. We use this word witness in several ways: to identify the person who has seen something, to identify the person who can describe what she has seen, also to describe the action of giving that description and the description itself. We have received the witness of Jesus' resurrection from generations of witnesses, our forebears in the faith. We are called to continue to give that witness as witnesses in the present day. We are called to live as witnesses of Jesus' resurrection and of the forgiveness of sins. How do you carry out that mission to witness to Jesus' resurrection on a daily basis? How do you live showing that you believe that God forgives sin? Are you full of hope at the action of God's grace in your life? Or are you despairing of the condition of the world? We are called to live as children of God because God has loved us that much to make us God's children. How do you carry out your inheritance of God's parental love in you from day to day? Are your words and actions motivated by joy in God's acceptance? Or do you bring gloom to your world because things are not going well? We are called to live in faith in the name of Jesus, which has the power to heal and to make whole. How do you show your faith in Jesus through your relationships with people? People you're just meeting and people you've known for a long time. Will people know you by your faith in the name of Jesus? Will you people know you by the faith that achieves miraculous outcomes? Clearly, we have had a very difficult year. Our ability to come and go freely has been restricted. There have been threats to our health from COVID-19, and some of us have been ill. There have been demands on us that we learn to function in new ways with unfamiliar technology. In some cases, we have had to be able to live solitary lives. But these changes to our lives have been for our health and for that of, well, really, the whole world. We hear that these changes in our usual routines can bring depression. But if we are full of joy in God's love, if we are buoyed up by hope for God's forgiveness, we will be able not only to survive, but to thrive. Let's pray. God, our Father, Jesus, our brother, open us up to your love, your grace, your call to use us in your world. Fill us with joy and hope. Help us to dispel despair and gloom so that we can be of service to those around us every day in new and exciting ways. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Shit.